Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a wanted man, baby, living in these streets. Sans child support, soft fit to put a warrant out on me. Say I owe them $6,500 and they want their money. And it's so funny, cause they know I ain't got that kind of dough. Like it's my fault that she got on welfare. I told her we can go half on a sample like half a daycare. But no, she got comfortable at the bottom and wanted to stay there. And I don't know how this gonna turn out. Y'all keep me in prayer.
Oh,
when they're killing each other by the dozens out here, every day just a sport. With bills stacked up to his city, 10 summoning him to court. Then all of his friends call him a worry war. Not all the money they gave her, I gotta give it back. Like I was the one living rent free and getting food stamps.
Police on me, right? And I didn't really have no money to get this lady, you know what I'm saying? It was either get some money or go to jail. Go to jail, get some money, you know? And I just went back to what I knew how to do best. I'm a stick-up kid.
Welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees, and thanks for joining us this evening. I'm going to do this show, whether you guys like it or not. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, producer and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That was Life Jennings with Greedy singing about his child support woes. It's the topic of the hour, and tonight we'll be answering the question many men in our society have been asking for decades. Is child support unfair, or are they simply paying their fair share? Likewise, we'll talk about paternity fraud and about how to put an end to deadbeat dads and deadbeat moms, for that matter, once and for all. I'll be taking your calls at 714-409-0610 in just a moment. But first, let me introduce you to tonight's guest. That's right. I have not one but two guests this evening, and I'm trying to provide a little bit of balance for what is to be a very sensitive subject tonight. So first up is Morgan Richardson, a divorce attorney and mediator in my hometown of New York City. She focuses on divorce and family law issues such as custody, child support, alimony, and marital property issues. Morgan has also received her law degree from Tulane Law School in New Orleans. She is a licensed attorney in Maryland, D.C., and New York. So if you live in those areas and you need a good divorce attorney, then be sure to look her up. Morgan juggles her job as an attorney with her other job as a divorce mom, so she's definitely got some personal experience when it comes to child support issues. She's also been named by Super Lawyers as one of New York's rising stars, that is, best attorneys who are 40 and under, and been named by the American Society of Legal Advocates as a top 40 family lawyer under 40 in the state of New York. She's an active member of the New York State Bar Association's Committee for Women in the Law. Her firm, Richardson Legal, is an LLC that is located, I believe it's in Queens, New York. And she also blogs at thedivorceartist.com, and she loves to come on talk shows like Relationships 360 Degrees. Morgan, it's great to have you with us this evening. Thanks for hanging out. There are a couple of technical glitches at the top of the show, but hopefully I've got them resolved here. Hey, Morgan?
Yes, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really am excited for this opportunity.
All right, awesome. Well, let's dive right in. I know that I do have another guest that's going to be joining us that I'm sure you guys are waiting to hear from. It's Miss Erica Dixon of VH1's Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, which documents her real-life co-parenting relationship with hip-hop artist, ex-fiancé, and father to her daughter, Imani, a little scrappy. She was born and raised in Atlanta, but she lived in New York for a while as well. So kind of a New York connection amongst us three women on the show tonight, Morgan.
That's great.
And, you know, speaking of TV and rap stars, Morgan, your firm, Richardson Legal, has represented high-profile clients ranging from fashion designers to music artists and even a Nobel Prize winner. Any names you can share with us of clients that you've represented?
No. All of my clients are strictly confidential. Everything in divorce is very confidential. Even our filings in the state of New York are protected by confidentiality, so really only the parties can access anything that's been filed in the court. The only reason why people get access to information about celebrities is our courtrooms are open to the public. So you can always go watch the show live while it's happening in court, but you can't access those records.
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, hopefully you can give us more information about thedivorceartist.com. That's an interesting name for a blog. How did you come up with it, and what can people who visit that site expect to find there?
I like to track what, current themes that we're seeing in my office. A lot of times a topic will come up, it'll be a reoccurring theme, and then I'll try to write about it. I take great pains to sort of keep my clients' information confidential. You know, I'll change a man's situation to more a woman's situation or conflate a few issues so that people are protected. But I think that narrative and for that matter, radio are such great formats for talking about legal issues because lawyers generally tend to be really dry. The law, you know, can be really dry. But people's stories are very interesting. And so I think that if you can tell a story that's talking about the law, it can really bring points home to people who are reading or listening. So that's what I try to do in my blog.
Excellent. And we're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, your experience.